from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out. All right, the wait is over. The Phillies are back. It was a long, I mean, it's long. Like, that All-Star break, and it was fun watching the home run derby, the game itself, very Phillies flavors to the whole thing with Bowman, the derby, and all the All-Stars there, and they all got in the game, and it was fun, and the mic'd up stuff. But for a team that has been so much fun to watch all year, so many wins in the first half, and, you know, having what's on pace to be the greatest season in Phillies history, you know, it's a long time without them. So I'm glad they're back tonight. The Phillies are officially ready to get going for the second half. So I thought today we would dive into some over-unders for the second half of the season. I'll throw out a number and then decide whether I'll go over or under for some guesses for the second half of the season, as the Phillies start off at 62-34 and have an 8.5-game lead here in the National League East, trying to not only win the division but also get home field advantage. They have a pretty good lead on the Dodgers. They have an overall pretty good lead on the Guardians for the, you know, the best record in all of baseball, which would lead to home field advantage throughout the postseason. All right, let's start it off. I mentioned the wins there. So the Phillies enter the break 62-34, and they are chasing, of course, all those things I just mentioned, but also they're chasing potentially the greatest regular season in franchise history, which right now sits at 102 wins. So I set the over-under for wins, for the total win total for the season now. I'm putting it at 102.5, which basically means it's over or under setting the record for wins for the rest of the season. So 40 wins would put the Phillies at 102. That would tie the franchise record for wins in a season. I'm going to go over. I think the Phillies are going to win more than 102.5 games by the time the season is over. They've played it at the pace of a, you know, a roughly 104, 105 win team for the season. I think they will continue that pace despite, or in spite, of a more challenging schedule in the second half. You know, you look at their schedule, it's not easy. Even to start the second half, before I would say the meat of a difficult schedule starts, you know, they're going to have Cleveland, they're going to have the Yankees, they're going to have a long road trip to Seattle and Los Angeles and Arizona, challenging. They're going to have the Braves again. They're going to have the Astros, who have picked things up. You know, different points of the schedule or the season, looking at the schedule, you could have said, you know, yeah, interspersed with the Yankees and the Guardians and the Dodgers, well, and the Mariners, well, you know, the Pirates are not good. The Twins are just blah. The Royals are never any good. The Astros, look, they're having a down year. Well, you look now, the Pirates are 500. They have Paul Skeens. We'll see when he's going to pitch here this weekend, if he's going to actually take the mound. We'll see how these teams kind of slot their pitchers in post-All-Star break. But the Pirates are competitive. The Minnesota Twins look like a playoff team in the American League. You go to the August schedule, and, you know, the Royals have been almost pillar to post in a postseason spot. You go to late August, and you have the Houston Astros, who look dead and now are right there back in the mix to be at the top of the AL West. So the schedule is very challenging for the next, I would say, month and 5 weeks or so. Very challenging. But I think the Phillies are going to be okay. They're going to pitch their way through this. They're going to do what they have to do against the bad teams. They play like the Marlins, and they play the Nationals, and all the Nationals have fallen back to earth here. So I think they're going to be just fine. And the Yankees have really taken on water compared to what they were early in the season. But the Phillies will end over 102.5 victories. All right, let's go to Trey Turner's batting average. He's in the upper 340s right now. Really an incredible offensive first half for Trey Turner. I'm going to set his over-under for final season batting average at 330. And I'm going to take the under. I think Trey's probably a little bit overperforming. He's red hot right now. But I think he's overperforming just a tad. You look at some of his expected numbers. Expected batting average is about 286. He's in the 340s. Now, do I think he's going to fall from 340 to 286? Probably not. And he may have already done enough, and he just has a decent second half, to hit 300 in his second season as a Philly. And I think everyone's going to take that and be happy with it. But I do think, you know, he's had a lot of infield hits in the first half. I thought he had a couple hits recently where it was like, they could have called that an error, and they gave it a hit. Now, what I'm intrigued by is I thought before the IL stint with Trey Turner, he had a good batting average. You know, maybe it was like 330, and it was similar to what it is now. He's been hot since, but it was good. But it didn't feel strong to me. It felt a little bit softer. There wasn't much power to it. I think he may have had three home runs when he got off the injured list. It just was a bunch of infield hits, singles. But since he's come back, he's been strong. Can he keep the power going? You know, if Trey only hits 90 or 300 for the season, but that power's there, that slugging is there, the lack of strikeouts are there the way they've been most of the season, under 20% of his at-bats, I'll take that. I'll go Trey Turner under 330 batting average by the end of the season. All right, next one, and this is a fun one as we look forward to the MLB trade deadline on July 30th. Dave Dombrowski trades before July 30th. I'm going to set the over-under at 1.5 on this, and there is a chance that Dombrowski's one-stop shopping. You know, a team like the Washington Nationals, we talked about in the midday show, could be a Kyle Finnegan and Lane Thomas duo. Could be a Kyle Finnegan and Jesse Winker duo. You know, there are certain teams that have the best of both. You can get something for both. Let's say it's the White Sox. Let's say they get Luis Robert from the Chicago White Sox, and they get Luis Robert, and also take Michael Kopech. You know, you could do something like that. That is certainly possible to do one-stop shopping with some of these teams. But I think it's more likely that Dombrowski makes multiple moves. Let's say, you know, one move. I think, and my guess right now, is they have two moves in them. One as more of a marginal upgrade or just a depth piece, and the other one with some heft. So if they end up going heft in terms of the relief pitcher department, they get, you know, let's say they try to get Mason Miller from the Oakland Athletics. I think they'll end up not using a big resource on the outfield bat and just getting a guy, a Tommy Pham, someone they could plug in as a platoon outfield bat. I also think the other side applies as well, where if, let's say, they get Luis Robert, where they get themselves a big-time outfielder, I think they would be more likely than just get a guy, just get someone in the bullpen. Let me give you another potential, you know, one-stop shopping that they could do. You know, they could call the Blue Jays to fully put up the for sale sign and try to get Dalton Varsha to play the outfield and maybe take a Chad Green back in the deal as well in the bullpen. So bigger in the outfield, not quite as big in the bullpen. I think that is certainly a way they could go. But I'm going to set it at over, under 1.5, and I'll go over the 1.5 trades for Dave Dombrowski. I think he makes multiple moves between now and the July 30th MLB trade deadline. All right, My fourth one here, and this is going to be an interesting one because it kind of applies to what we think they're going to do and how they're going to play the trade market when it comes to an outfield bet. Now, last year, right around this time, they started to get fooled by Johan Rojas. They brought him up. They saw the defense, how it could transform their team defensively, and they thought they could get away with a guy that was going to be a very marginal hitter. And even though he hit decently in the regular season last year, he's a marginal hitter. And I don't think the Phillies will get fooled this time. So, barring his inclusion in a trade, I think Johan Rojas could very well be on the postseason roster as a defensive replacement. And if they trust him as a pinch runner, a base stealer, you know, I think about what Dave Roberts was to the 2004 Red Sox. I think that is certainly in the cards for Johan Rojas. But I'm going to set the over-under at the number of playoff starts for Johan Rojas at 0.5. And I'm going to take the under. I don't believe Johan Rojas is going to start a playoff game this season. Now, will he play in a lot of playoff games? He certainly could. And when they have leads, if he's on the roster, I want him out there late in the game. But I think it's going to end up more to the effect of if they acquire an outfielder like a platoon of Brandon Marsh, that guy's just going to play every day. He's going to end up playing every day. And by the time we get to the playoffs, they're going to play Marsh at center, and they're going to play the other guy in left. And they're not going to play, you know, they're not going to, like, let's say it's Lane Thomas. Lane Thomas is the platoon guy for Brandon Marsh, and they kind of roll with that. But if Rojas isn't hitting, forget the platoon. Just get Marsh in center and put Lane Thomas in left. You know, let Lane Thomas just play every day. It's almost like we're calling it a platoon, but it's really a replacement for Johan Rojas. And if there's another way they could do it, also it could be a way where if they really don't want to play Marsh against lefties, and they've shown a lot of indications they do not want to play Marsh against lefties almost ever, almost at all, because they don't think he could do it. If that's the way they want to go, you know, they could also do a thing where they get a left fielder, and then it's Marsh and Rojas for the platoon in center, and you protect Marsh against lefties. That's when you play Rojas. But right now, I'm going to go under 0.5 playoff starts for the Phillies this year for Johan Rojas. All right, let's go to Bryce Harper, who enters the All-Star break with 21 and a half home runs. Great numbers. He enters with 21 home runs. Enters the second half, of the schedule. 21 home runs at the All-Star break. You can't have a half a home run. That's a double. So Bryce Harper's having a big year. 300, 400, 500. He's at a 983 OPS. He's been outstanding. And if it wasn't for the IL stint, he'd probably have closer to 25 home runs. But Bryce now, with 60% of the season down, has a chance to have the most home runs he's had in a Phillies uniform. And that would be, he's at 35. Could Bryce Harper get to 36 home runs? Could he have 15 more home runs? I think he can. I think he will. I think Bryce Harper will end this year with more than 35 and a half home runs. I'm going over on the Bryce Harper home run total. He'll set his benchmark as a Philly for home runs. I think it's going to matter to him to kind of have his best year or one of his best years as a Philly during the best Phillies year he's ever been a part of. He's probably not going to win the MVP. That will probably be Shohei Ohtani based on his numbers and based on Harper missing a little bit of time here. We'll see if he stays fully healthy the rest of the season. But I like the idea of Harper continuing his power. He already has basically done what he did all last year in terms of power. And he's having a really outstanding offensive season. Plus, playing a really good first base. I go over 35 and a half home runs for Bryce Harper. My last over-under, and this is kind of a weird one. I'll try to explain it the way I'm thinking about it. But how about we go over-under 1.5? And the number signifies this. Will the Phillies be over-under the favorite, the overall favorite at any point this year to win the World Series? So the Dodgers right now are the favorite to win the World Series. They have the number one spot in the World Series odds. The Phillies are a little bit down. Will the Phillies at any point be the overall favorite? That would mean under the 1.5. They're number one, numero uno. Will the Phillies at any point be the favorite to win the World Series? Yes, I believe they will. I have a feeling, and a strong one, that Dave Dombrowski is going to pull off something big at the MLB trade deadline. And Mason Miller is the name on my mind. We'll see if he does it. We'll see if he's truly available. But let's say the Phillies get a Mason Miller. Or they get a Luis Robert. at the MLB trade deadline. I believe that next morning or that late afternoon, when it's all settled, the dust is settled on the MLB trade line, I believe the Phillies will be inserted as the overall favorite to win the World Series. Now, will it last all year? I don't know. Will it last, you know, all the way through the regular season with records and ups and downs? I don't know. But I do think there's going to be a moment this year where they are the World Series favorite. And heck, it could happen again when the playoffs start, depending on seeding, depending on standings, depending on how the teams look and health and all that, because the Dodgers have a lot of questions on health. There's rumors out there they want Tarik Skubal, which maybe tells you something about where Kershaw is or where Yamamoto is and where Glasnow is, all on the injured list currently. We'll see about all that. And wouldn't be surprised me if the Dodgers do pull off a big move. This is what the Los Angeles Dodgers usually do when they're trying to win the World Series, which has been basically every year for the last decade. They're pushing their chips in to win the World Series. But I like the idea of the Phillies at some point this year. My guess would be right after the MLB trade deadline, being the overall favorite, the number one. So on that list of World Series favorites, you can log on to FanDuel, my friends over at FanDuel, you'll see the Phillies number one and whatever the number be, plus 350, you know, whatever the number is, you know, during the course of the regular season to win the World Series. So my over-unders for the second half of the season, over 102.5 total wins, under 330 for Trey Turner's batting average, over 1.5 total trades for Dave Dombrowski between now and July 30th, under half a start in the postseason for Johan Rojas, over 35.5 home runs for Bryce Harper, and under 1.5 in terms of World Series odds stacking for the Phillies between now and the end of the season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Enjoy the Phils back this week, and it should be a fun series against the Pirates, Twins next week. And now we're getting close to the MLB trade deadline. Don't forget McGurk's and Horsham on July 30th. We're doing this whole station out there, pillar to post, 6-6 for the MLB trade deadline as we get set to see the Phillies finish their roster. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies being back. And we'll talk on Monday, coming up as always, right here on WIP Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.